FreeTalkLive.com. Free Talk Live is your show. You take control, bring up literally anything, political, personal, whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. You could literally hijack the airwaves.
Just like our last caller did, you can talk about how pot and religion mix.
Well, he tied in a couple of comments, because we were talking a little bit about religion, we were talking a little bit about marijuana, and so he tied them together. Which, again, anything goes. You can change the topic completely on this show. You have that leverage, you have that ability to literally control the topic. 1-800-259-9231, and you can also get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. You can tune in online via the live streams we've got there. We have the broadband version, we've got the not-so-broadband version, and if you're not getting the show in your local area on your local talk stations, go ahead and give them a call tomorrow during business hours. Let the program director or the general manager know that you want to hear Free Talk Live 6 nights a week, or 6 afternoons a week, depending on what time zone you're in. And then they might just make a change for you.
Especially if you camp out on their doorstep. Make a real pest to yourself, right?
It's important to let the program directors know how you feel. If you don't want to listen to the bigoted jerks that they have on their airwaves, then just tell them differently. They take it to heart, some of them. Some of them are jerks, and they're not going to, you know, they're just going to blow you off. That's just how some of them are. But
some believe that
a
single caller is very important, especially
right.
AMs, smaller AMs.
Mm-hmm.
They believe it's very important.
Small towns, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So, there you go. Call your program director.
Others think, well, you know, one crackpot, who cares what they think?
Right. But, which is why we need two of you crackpots to call. 1-800-259-9231.
Crackpots of the world unite!
All right. So, we were talking about how marijuana apparently may actually help prevent Alzheimer's. That's what we were talking about last hour. And sort of to follow that up, because the study that was done on marijuana preventing Alzheimer's was done in Spain. Now, why wasn't that study done here?
So we won't let it. It's illegal here.
Yes, marijuana is illegal in the United States. For what reason? Well, there's a few of them that could be posited. Power, control, and money might be the number one reason for our government, because it certainly doesn't help anybody to actually make it illegal. It doesn't stop anybody from using it. We'll get into that.
It may stop some people from using it.
No,
it doesn't stop enough.
It certainly doesn't stop anybody who wants to.
Not badly enough, no.
Studies have shown that high school kids get their hands on marijuana easier than they can get on alcohol.
That's true.
The United States should employ some of the techniques it's using to fight international terrorism in its war on drugs, says U.S. drug thug czar John Walters.
Doesn't sound like you like him very much.
Scumbag extraordinaire. This is one ugly, ugly man. Interviewed a day before President Bush was due to release his national drug control strategy for 2005, Walters said international drug traffickers shared many characteristics with terrorist networks.
Well, that's because it's black market, and if it was legal, it wouldn't be on the black market. As a matter of fact, we wouldn't be subjected with international drug anything because we would be able to grow it in our own rich American soil.
Or manufacture it in our American companies, in our pharmaceutical plants.
Marijuana?
Not necessarily marijuana, but I mean other drugs.
Pills, you know, to allow
crack, cocaine, ecstasy.
I don't think there would be crack.
Heroin. Well, there'd be if there's a demand for it, there would be.
That's
and
true.
There's a demand for it. Of course, the only reason there's a demand for crack is because it was created during the war on drugs. If it weren't for the war on drugs, we probably wouldn't have crack.
No
today.
Crack.
Anyway, the drug thug said this. He said, maybe the brutal experience we've had with terror helps to make this more concrete and understandable. No, your line of thinking, totally could not understand it, John Walters. And tomorrow night on this show, we're going to have someone who may actually think the same way on the line with us during the 7 o'clock hour, and you'll be able to interact with this individual. It's going to be a very, very interesting time, assuming he actually comes through and, you know, isn't smoking a crack pipe. And can put it down for a moment and get on the phone. Because he's a former user, and he goes around and steals people's crack pipes and smashes them on the ground and that sort of thing. He's nuts.
Now, we don't normally do interviews. It's not our shtick. Not our thing. But,
I don't know if it's going to be as much of an interview as it's going to be an ambush. Unless he's listening right now. Which he could be.
Could be. Contra-ambushing us.
Okay, so, like terrorist networks, most drug organizations were no longer centrally controlled with one command running the trade all the way from production to distribution, or as Walters put it, from the farm to the arm.
Oh,
that's
clever.
So cute. That made the drug trade harder to disrupt, since individual cells that were put out of commission by law enforcement agencies could easily be replaced. On the other hand, Walter said it ought to be easier to go after drug traffickers. And for some reason, this article keeps using, it pluralizes drugs. I'm using drug traffickers. The article actually says drugs traffickers. Isn't that bizarre? It's done it more than once, so it doesn't seem to be an error. Anyway, it should be easier to go after drug traffickers than terrorists, because the drugs trade, bizarre, involved many thousands of people, making it potentially more vulnerable to attack and disruption. We now have tools. We now have tools and ways of sharing intelligence and looking at these organizations more as businesses. We begin to ask questions. Where is it most particularly vulnerable? What does it take to cause a disruption in those markets? Are you just now asking those questions, John?
Right.
How many decades has this war on drugs been going
deep.
On?
Deep.
Deep. So just now they're starting to kind of poke at it a little bit? Is that right? Because there's just no chance that any changes they make are going to have any effect whatsoever on the drug trade.
And just like a business where there's demand, and somebody's going to provide the supply.
That's how it is. And he makes the point earlier that when one cell, as he put it, is taken out of commission, it's just replaced. That's how it will always be.
Yes.
Because somebody, you can look at it from the small, low-end, street-level basis.
So the only thing that threatens this guy's job? Drug legalization, the Libertarian Party.
That's right. If you can look at it from a small kind of street-level drug dealer basis, or you can look at it from the upper echelon levels. At the street-level dealer, Manwich, street-level drug dealer,
what you want?
You've got a customer base. Maybe it's 10 of your friends. Maybe it's 100 people around the area.
I wouldn't imagine. I can't imagine how many you would have. Like, how much to make a living would you have to have? You'd have to have more than 10 people.
You'd have to probably have more than 10, but if you had 100, I guarantee you that'd be a damn fine living, especially if you're selling crack.
You're going to get caught.
Depends. So anyway, you're busy selling your cocaine or whatever it is that you're selling. What drug would you sell, man? Let's pick a drug.
Steroids.
I think you'd have a tough time finding 100 steroid buyers.
Yeah.
But maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. I've never met anyone who I've known to use steroids. And I've known a number of people in the drug culture.
I've met many people that use steroids.
Well, anyway, so you're selling steroids on the black market, which is, I guess, the only way to sell them. And you've got a set group of clientele. And turns out that one of them is an undercover narc. And you get your ass busted, man. What you get your ass thrown in jail.
Shoot.
What happens to the other 99 users? What happens to the other 99 users that no longer have a dealer?
Well, they go find another.
Right.
Or they decide to deal themselves in order to prevent their loss.
Or they already had another one that they just weren't using because maybe your roids were a little bit better than the other guys, or whatever. Anyway, the demand doesn't go anywhere.
I'd like to think of it as my exceptional customer service.
The clients, yeah. The clients, you actually shoot people up for them.
Right in their bum.
Yeah. The clients are still there. They're still wanting their product. And because there's a demand, someone will step up to fill that supply. And it's probably going to be someone that you know. Somebody who can kind of step into the place that you were.
Sure.
Get in touch with your supplier and hook him up. Make some money himself. Until he gets busted.
Right, it's going to be that way.
And then when he gets busted, someone else will step up and take control. That's
somebody he
works.
Was probably supplying.
Success, anyway, going on to what this bureaucrat had to say. He says, success will be measured not so much by calculating the amount of illegal drugs seized as in the past, as by measuring the flow of drugs to U.S. markets. How the hell are you going to do that?
Yeah, good luck, pal.
What are you going to do? Survey people and ask them if they're getting their drugs? How can you possibly calculate what the flow is? I mean, they've been able to, in the past, estimate based on what they've seized, what they think the flow might be, but that's a slipshod way of doing it, too. You have no idea what percentage of drugs you're seizing. No clue. There are so much drugs just wafting into the cities of America. It is amazing to think about it. It's 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. Free Talk Live. Take control.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostic.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size last week. Her name was Joni, and she'd already lost 12 pounds in only 7 days, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie. It knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going to let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Call 1-888-223-2838. 1-888-223-2838. That's 1-888-223-2838 for Right Size Smoothie.
Be a part of the new gold rush. You know, for thousands of years, the one true valuable commodity has always been gold. It still is. Gold and other precious metals have continued to grow in value over the years. You know the old saying, good as gold? Well, there's a valuable lesson in that expression. Protect yourself in these uncertain times. With the stock market on the skids, and really, nowhere to put your money that makes a lot of sense, it's time to invest in a little wealth insurance, and that's gold, silver, and other rare and valuable coins and precious metals. Call this toll-free number for your free investing in precious metals kit. That's 1-800-686-2237. For the complete story, the highest quality precious metals, call Midas Resources. In business over 10 years, make the call and see why the ultra-rich invest in gold and other precious metals. We'll rush you the free information. Call today, 1-800-686-2237.
Do you want to be able to listen to adult programming? Make your own decisions about what your children can see and hear? Or have reporters tell you when politicians use gutter language or engage in sexual misconduct? Well, too bad. Congress wants to take these things away from you by imposing huge fines on broadcasters for indecent speech. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizedDC.org. I'm also a parent with 3 young children. Like you, I don't want Congress making my decisions about what I can see or hear, or how I raise my children. Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizedDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizedDC.org and send Congress a message. That's www.DownsizedDC.org. Don't censor our programs.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. It's toll-free for you. You talk about us. Talk about anything.
Get on the air and talk about us.
We'll talk with you about anything. Political, personal, anything that's on your mind. So take control. At 1-800-259-9231. You can also get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We have got the bulletin board system there with literally thousands of posts, over 5,000 posts.
Can you believe it? 5,000.
It is amazing.
I remember it was just recently, we were talking about 2,500.
Uh-huh.
What was it, a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, something like a month or so ago.
People are busy on there, talking back and forth, posting messages for each other.
We have some busy listeners, and it's absolutely free at freetalklive.com. I'm sure that helps as well. So 800-259-9231, talking about the
everything's free at
freetalklive.com. Yes, that's correct, including the archives. The war on drugs. Old John Walters, the top U.S. drug thug, is touting his program again, talking about how he's going to make some changes. He's going to bring some changes down on the war on drugs. It's going to make it so they can capture more drugs. And they're going to just show off how great they are because they're going to start using the terror tactics in the war on drugs. Well, anyway, in his drug strategy document, Bush proposed spending a total of $12.4 billion this year, an increase of 2.2% over fiscal 2005.
You know, and that's my money that he's spending on that, and I don't agree with it. I feel like the war on drugs, this whole, all these laws that make drugs illegal and all the chasing around of the these people that are selling them, black marketeers that are willing to do horrible things because of the amount of money that they can make selling drugs,
mm-hmm.
all those things endanger my life, my family's lives, and my property. Because the people that do drugs are liable to steal things in order to get more drugs because they're so prohibitively expensive. Yeah, it doesn't matter to me whether a guy is smoking crack or not. I think it's a bad thing, but I sure don't want him stealing my TV so they can go get more.
Yep.
That's a lot bigger deal.
And that's what happens.
If I walk in or my wife walks in on him and he's got a gun,
he might shoot you.
He's going to kill somebody about it. And these drug gangsters getting in shootouts with each other. You hear about it all the time.
It happens.
Bullet that goes off someplace.
Right.
They wouldn't have been shooting if it wasn't for the drugs being illegal.
It could be your house. Actually, yeah. A house that I used to rent here in Tampa Bay. Maybe 3 months after I happened to move out, two houses down, there was a shootout over a drug deal.
Hmm.
I mean, what would have happened if one of those bullets had passed through the 2x4s in the side of the house and actually cut into my house or cut in the next door neighbor's house?
Cut into you.
Yeah. This happens to people.
Yeah, it absolutely does.
And it wouldn't happen if it weren't for the war on drugs. If it weren't for this asshole talking about what he wants to do with our money and how he wants to put nonviolent drug offenders in prison.
Somehow, I just don't imagine the people that are smoking pot out there, or even cocaine. I don't see that they're going to do so much cocaine that they're going to commit more crimes than are committed now for the purpose of garnering. I mean, there's no way.
It wouldn't be possible.
You always hear about, whenever you hear a PCP story, you hear about somebody going bonkers in a McDonald's
parking lot. When's the last time you heard a PCP story?
Every once in a while.
1983?
Every once in a while you read one. I'll point it out the next time. And probably every 6 months there's a national PCP story.
Okay.
Now, that one, it seems like they do crazy things on
right.
PCP. But all the same, I'll take the PCP users, making it legal over the drug war any day.
Sure,
absolutely. I just feel like my life's in danger because of this nonsense.
It absolutely is. The administration has singled out two domestic programs for major increases while targeting others for deep cuts or elimination. It wants to raise funding for random drug testing.
Deep cuts, that's
everywhere.
Right.
Throughout this entire article, it uses the plural form of drugs. It says drugs, random drugs testing. Is that correct now? Because they're testing for more than one drug?
I don't know. Maybe it's an advertisement.
Bizarre. Funding for random drug testing in schools from $10 million to $25.4 million, more than doubling that. Random drug testing in schools. How does that make you feel, parents? Does it make you feel safe? Like, what if your kid decides to try marijuana one day after school or with some friends on a weekend and then gets randomly drug tested in school and kicked out of school as a result of it?
Right.
Probably be the best thing that ever happened to you, because then you'd have to put him in a private school and then he'd actually get a real education. So maybe it's not that bad. Arguing that such testing is powerful, safe, and effective, according to them. Oh, that's great. I feel real safe having government bureaucrats, stand over my kid as he takes a leak into
right.
a cup? That's what I want my kids doing during their school day. That's a great way to teach reading, writing, and arithmetic.
Yeah.
It also wants to spend over $30 million more on setting up drug courts, which aim to place users into treatment rather than sending them to prison.
And have them pay money to the feds.
In the past year alone, some 400 of these courts have begun operating, bringing the total nationwide to 1,621. Walter said this approach flowed from Bush's understanding that drug addiction was a disease, because he's done it. He admitted it on tape. We found out this week, according to the tapes, the secret tapes that were recorded of George Bush, on tape admitting to doing drugs. Now, he didn't specify what drugs it was. It sounded like he was talking about marijuana. but it could have been cocaine. He definitely, he mentioned cocaine and LSD in his little statement, as I discovered later on. We didn't report on that because I didn't realize it. A couple days later, I read the full statement.
Hmm.
He's talking about all drugs. He's probably had a few experiences in his time.
Eating some blotter?
But according, maybe so. According, it seems like the man's on a permanent acid trip in a bad way, though, I'll tell you that. Anyway, Walter said this approach flowed from Bush's understanding that drug addiction was a disease and had to be tacked as such. Previous administrations had treated it more as a law and order problem. That sounds nice and everything. What, are they going to stop busting in people's doors now?
I don't think they are.
These are tools that we can use, given the current understanding that this is a disease, he says. This is a disease that has begun by our children and adolescents. Among the administration's suggested program cuts were a 60% reduction in a program called Methamphetamine Hotspots, which funds law enforcement, prosecution, and environmental cleanup. The use of methamphetamine is soaring in rural America. And it would also eliminate the Safe and Drug-Free Schools program, leaving state and local governments to fund school-based drug prevention programs, which they'll inevitably do.
Absolutely.
Like the inevitable, the not inevitable, the huge failure that is known as DARE, DARE class. My generation, the class of 1998, was one of the first DARE people, the mm-hmm. first DARE classes. And I'm going to have a hard time giving you names of people who aren't drug users that graduated in my high school class, you know, who weren't at the time. I'd have a real tough time giving you those names. A real effective program DARE was. In fact, not only is it just a personal case study sort of a thing, but also just in general, the studies that have been done on DARE find that it's completely ineffective and a total waste of time. A complete waste of time. And what they're actually using DARE for these days is to have kids rat out their parents.
I bet they are.
They tell the kids in the class, now, does anybody in this class have mommy and does mommy and daddy smoke marijuana? Have you seen this around your house? And then, of course, some innocent little fifth grader who's going to raise his hand. He doesn't know that he's hurting his parents. He thinks that the officer says that he's going to help you, Mom.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to. Mom, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to tell him that. He said he was going to get you some help. Knock, 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 knock.
Right. We're here to help.
Yeah, we're from the government, and we're here to help you. Yeah, exactly. 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. You can literally take control of the show. The drug war continuing to expand as it always has, and it always will until we stand up and put a stop to it. You know what really?
We're the only ones who can.
Yeah, what really would really just put a huge dent in the drug war? I'll tell you coming up. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. You can even change the topic if you'd like.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans re-secure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested six tornado units, and in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today, or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. You dial in, you take control, and you can even change the topic. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And don't forget, you can get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. Sign up for the updates. You click updates, sign up. It takes maybe a minute or two, and then from that point on, we'll email you directly with any news about the show. It's that simple. FreeTalkLive.com. Everything there. Free. The update service, archives, everything.
It's kind of like, you know how each one of these radio shows have their little insiders or elite group,
right,
or whatever? You get to be part of our insider group for free. You don't have to pay $9.95 a month or anything like that. If you're excited about the show, you like the show, you want to interact with the people on the show, you hate the show, and you want to disparage them.
We definitely have some haters.
Yeah, definitely.
And we're not afraid to have you call in, by the way. If
no.
you hate the show, 1-800-259-9231. I want to hear from you.
There aren't people calling in right now and getting rejected. You know?
That's correct.
It's not happening.
Yeah, if you call in, you go on the air.
Yeah.
Very simple. It's four questions get you on hold and on the air.
I bet you're a minute now from talking on national
right.
radio.
What's your name? Where are you calling from? What do you want to talk about in one word? And how are you listening to the show? And that's
just
it.
Like that.
You're on. 1-800-259-9231. So, we're talking about the war on drugs. Drug czar, drug thug, top drug scumbag. John Walters is spewing forth some garbage, and we're, of course, refuting it all right here. The war on drugs is a total fraud. It needs to be ended. And tomorrow night, actually, we're expecting to have somebody on the air with us. Because how many years? I mean, it has been years, I think, that we've been asking on the air for someone to call this show who supports the war on drugs. Somebody! Somebody out there has to believe it. I mean, George Bush is putting another, what, $12 billion, was it? I don't have the article in front of me now.
Yeah, $12 billion.
Dollars, and another 2% increase in the drug enforcement budget. So somebody believes in the war on drugs. Got to be at least one person listening to this broadcast.
Yeah.
So for over a year now, we've had an open invitation. You go ahead, call in. We'll give you all the chance you need. Please help me understand why we should have a war on drugs. Well, tomorrow night, we may have actually found one. He wasn't going to call in on his own. We kind of like found him. He made news. He made news, and so it looks like we may have a prohibitionist on the line with us tomorrow night. We'll find out tomorrow, 7 o'clock Eastern Time, so be sure you're here for that. Of course, I'm building up now. I shouldn't even talk about it, because if it happens, that'll be great. If it doesn't, then we look bad. 1-800-259-9231 if you want to comment. But I was gonna suggest that there are a couple of things that I think that drug users can do, because we've touched on this plenty of times on this show.
Okay.
The reality of drug use is it's everywhere.
Yeah.
It is human nature to want to alter one's own consciousness.
How do you back that up?
Everybody I've known in my life has used a drug of some sort. Now,
alcohol,
I'm not talking about
caffeine,
illegal
cigarettes.
Drugs necessarily. Alcohol is absolutely a conscious altering drug. Would you disagree?
I wouldn't. No.
Right. And how many millions? How many millions of Americans drink alcohol?
I wouldn't say all of them do, though. I mean,
how many millions of them do?
Many.
Yeah, lots of them. each one of those people, drug user.
Yeah.
Okay, sure, there's some people who drink to taste the beer, but come on, most Americans are drinking to get drunk, right?
I would say, I wouldn't say drunk necessarily, I'd say that they, some variety of drunk.
Most Americans
to you,
are drinking,
is drunk.
Most if, Americans are drinking to alter their consciousness, to lower their inhibitions, right?
Right.
That's one of the major reasons to get to go to a bar and drink, because it'll lower your inhibitions and you're more likely to go talk to a pretty lady, or what you think.
what appears to be a pretty lady at the time.
Is a pretty lady. Right. So, all of those Americans who drink, drug users. Caffeine? It's not as much of a mind-altering drug, but it does. It does absolutely alter your consciousness slightly. Makes it a little more jittery. You when you're on caffeine, you bang on the desk more often here in the studio,
yes.
And you get loud and angry more often.
Yeah, it mood alters me, definitely.
Right.
There's no doubt about it.
And some people smoke marijuana at the end of the day. They, instead of buying a six-pack, they might roll a joint and smoke that. Does that make them worse or more dangerous than the alcohol drinkers? Hell no. As a matter of fact, they're less dangerous because you never hear about people smoking marijuana and then beating their wife or beating their husband.
I never do.
Right. So what I'm trying to convey here is that drug use is prevalent, whether it be illegal or whether it be legal.
Right.
Millions of Americans. I almost would say the majority of Americans, although I don't have the statistics in front of me, do something to alter their consciousness on a semi-regular basis. What's wrong with that? We all get kind of bored of the usual things in life. The things that, you go to work, you come home, you drive to work, you come home. If all you're doing is the usual, then drugs, alcohol, just kind of spice it up a little bit. They give you a different perspective, a different view on things. Let's go to Peggy in Sarasota. Peggy, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Hey, strangers, it's the opinionated Peggy.
Hey. It's old school Shriner Peggy.
How you been?
Hey, we're doing great. How about yourself?
I'm good.
Excellent.
While I'm working. Hey,
Peggy, before we get into what you're calling about, we're still waiting on that validated picture. Are you going to send us one?
Oh, I know. I will.
We'd love to have that. Now, how old is the little one now?
He's almost 8.
It's amazing.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so when we started on the air, he was 6.
She
was 6. So, Peggy, what's on your mind?
Hey, the drug thing you guys are talking about, I don't participate. Thinking maybe I should start sometimes, but as far as I think they should pay for programs to keep them away from kids. You know, adults have a free mind to do what they want, but kids are so influenced. And I think that if money like that is supposed to be spent, you need to make it on a worthwhile program.
I'm not against that. The alcohol industry pays lots of money, their underage drinking campaigns. I question its effectiveness too, but I'm not against it.
You're still putting a message of, look, there's alcohol in the world in front of kids. I mean, you'd be better off not spending any money on
the ads.
Well, they know
that
sitting at home at dinner when dad's drinking a beer too.
Sure.
Or when they're watching a professional football game, if dad doesn't even drink, it never touches a drop of alcohol, they're going to watch
all over the television.
You bet. I mean, keeping kids away from alcohol is, that's a hell of a, that's a gargantuan task.
Well, see, when they portray it on television, everything looks positive. You know, you're not showing children that there's a negative side and bad things can happen.
You don't show the supermodels on the beer commercials puking over the waterfall. Right.
Right. Or, getting in their car and driving into people or, I just think that if there's money to be spent, and I think the dollar amount is outrageous.
Wouldn't it make more sense, though? I mean, if we just, let's say we just let everybody keep their tax money, and then you could donate it to an anti-drinking, fund, or like you've got the Truth Campaign, which is taxpayer-sponsored, but I'm going to use it as an example of what could be done outside of the government. You could very easily have, Peggy, you could start it if you wanted to. You could start the anti-alcohol, I don't know what you want to call it, anti-drinking alcohol TV
campaign.
Right. And you could make commercials where it shows the negative side of drinking. And actually, I'm sure you wouldn't have a tough time at all finding people to fund that. I mean, the Mothers Against Drunk Driving, I'm sure, would, you know, throw in some money. Do you see what I'm saying?
Oh, I totally agree with
that. That way you're not forcing everybody to do it. Peggy, if you got more comments, hang on. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. And by the way, guys, you can go to freetalklive.com, click on the Shrine of Female Listeners.
And see Peggy.
Peggy is one of our original Shriners. She's actually on there, so take a look. Freetalklive.com. We're going to return with more Peggy, possibly, at 800-259-9231. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
For some time now, many people have heard of the benefits of Oregacin, Oreganol, Oregamax, and the many other health products from North American Urban Spice. Dr. Cass Ingram has stated,
extracts of wild oregano, notably the P73 oil, in particular the P73 Oregacin, completely obliterate the human cold virus in 20 minutes in one dose with a 100% kill.
Health and well-being can be achieved by using the all-natural Urban Spice products from North American Urban Spice. Call 877-817-9829 to order or ask for a free catalog. The oils, juices, and capsules manufactured by North American Urban Spice are from the finest raw materials in the world, which is why North American Urban Spice is recognized as the leader in natural herbal products.
The herbal medicine has the exact frequency, the exact chemistry to kill any germ.
Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and start down the road to herbal health. Herbs and spices or doctors and drugs, the choice is yours. Call 877-817-9829 to order your North American Urban Spice products today.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and the genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And then with
you. Anything goes. Political, personal, whatever is on your mind, you can literally hijack the airwaves. Or you can sit back and listen as we babble on here until 10 o'clock Eastern time. Let's go back to the phones, back to the fun. Peggy in Sarasota, Florida. You're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich, talking about drugs, the war on drugs, alcohol. Peggy, would you agree that the majority, I mean, with my statement that the majority of Americans do something to alter their consciousness in some way?
Oh, I'm sure.
Okay. I just want to make sure it wasn't just me that thought that.
No, I don't think you're the only one.
Would you say it's 75% of Americans?
You mean alter, even with, like, alcohol, right?
Yeah, alter your consciousness, absolutely.
Yeah, probably.
75%. So then you would agree with me that it's human nature, then?
Sure, I mean, you know, I think it was created for a reason, you know. I mean, someone gave someone the knowledge to know how to create it.
hell, even animals. Yeah, not that they're doing it on purpose, not that they're doing it... Maybe they are. I mean, it's not like we can say how animals think, but when fruit is rotting in the forest, they eat it, and they get drunk. As a matter of fact, I've also known people who have told me they have seen deer eat marijuana from off of the plant. And
catnip.
So...
Hmm? Catnip?
Catnip, sure. So, I mean, it's not even necessarily a human thing. So, Peggy, anything else on your mind tonight? Do you have any other comments?
No, I just heard what you said, and you know, I'm kind of an advocate for things that have to do with children. So,
absolutely, you want to protect your kid. You're a woman, of course. You want to protect your children, and so that's important to you. And I best of luck. I mean, do you think that since you are a parent, when your daughter gets older, how are you going to teach her about alcohol and drugs? What's your strategy going to be?
She asks questions now. I mean, it's all over the television, and, you know, I mean, if you have friends and you hang out, they're like, oh, I'm going to go roll a joint or something, or, you know, they'll hear it in conversation or just on television, and, you know, Mom, what's that mean kind of stuff, and and I try to teach her, you know, I think if you approach it like, oh, that's bad, don't do it, then rebellion kicks in.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, even at 7, you know, I tell her, you know, this is what it can do to you, and if you're going to do that kind of stuff, you need to be an adult, and you need to be responsible with it.
What's going to happen when she's 15 and she decides that she's adult enough to go ahead and do it?
I hope to build enough of a relationship with her by then that she feels she can tell me, you know what, Mom, I tried this.
Right.
So you know, I mean, I don't think there's any hope these days, especially, in just ranting at your kids, don't do it, because then they won't feel comfortable telling you. I mean, I'm in no way condoning it. I'm supporting the fact that I want her to know that she can tell me anything. I mean, and that's just not drugs. That's, you know, I'm a boy,
sure.
Or exactly.
Right.
And
I think that's good. I think that's kind of like the open parenting relationship, right?
Yeah.
I like
that. With my mom, it's like, you know, you didn't even talk about that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that seems like the most wrong way to go about parenting. Just, no, don't talk about it. Oh,
well,
My sister rebelled.
My sister did. I didn't even... You know, I had graduated from high school before I had done anything even close. You know, my twin sister was 13.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want Cassidy to rebel. I want her to come to me. So,
That's a great point.
You know what? I would much rather put my 15-year-old on birth control than be a grandma at 30.
Ooh, no doubt about it.
Or 40. How old? Well, it doesn't matter how old I'll be. But,
be too young is what it would be. You'd be too young.
Exactly.
Peggy,
it's not condoning it, but it's supporting her decision and her comfort to come tell me. So
that's important
decision.
To have those lines of communication open. Peggy, great call. Be sure you chime in again at us sometime and get us that picture for that validation.
Oh, I will.
Thanks for the call,
Peggy.
Thanks, bye.
All right, 1-800-2. Now Peggy has a southern accent. Ah, I will.
Yes, she does.
I like southern accents when it's on the ladies. Not a fan of them when guys have them. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. It's that easy to get on these airways. Actually, I didn't get to my point during the last segment.
What was that?
About what I thought that people who alter their consciousness could do.
Well, tell me.
The alcohol drinkers don't have to do it because they're legal. I'm talking about the ones that, you know, smoke pot, snort cocaine. And yes, people use cocaine recreationally. People, you know, take ecstasy, heroin. You know, there's not very many heroin users out there. But my suggestion is that you stand up and admit it. I mean, what really makes me sick and saddened is when you've got a major personality like Rush Limbaugh or Whitney Houston or Bob Denver from Gilligan fame.
Well, nobody wants to go to jail.
Well, obviously nobody wants to go to jail, but when it's right in your face and it's obvious that, you know, this person has used marijuana, Bob Denver got a package full of marijuana delivered to his house, Whitney Houston's been busted with it time and time again, you've got, of course, Rush Limbaugh, everybody knows he's a pillhead, he admitted it on the air. Why not go ahead and...
A pillhead.
Once a pillhead, always a pillhead.
Okay, whatever.
Anyway... Yeah, okay, so Rush admitted it, but he didn't really take the position that something needed to be done, like the laws needed to be changed.
Sure.
Why
His
not
constituency
and,
isn't going to support that.
Why not? Well, I bet you some of them would, because
some
you know
would.
He's got drug users listening to him, too.
Some of them
There's
would.
There's plenty of people. What do they call Oxycontin? Like cowboy heroin or something like that, or I forget what the name. There's like some street slang name for it.
I have
that's
no idea.
There's like a street slang name that suggests it's the heroin for the kind of the good old boys, basically.
Housewife heroin?
No, I don't know about that. Anyway, if Whitney Houston would have stood up and said, yeah, I smoke pot, so what? Look, I've got a successful singing... Well, not anymore. I had a successful singing career, and I was smoking pot during that whole time. Lindsay Lohan could stand up and say, I've used cocaine. I'm not suggesting that she does that. There have been allegations.
I don't know who she is.
She's the new Britney Spears.
Oh.
Yeah. You'll know soon enough. If you don't know now, I'll show you during the break. 800-259-9231.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy and you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans re-secure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
Hi, this is Pasha Sharp with the Genesis Radio Network, and I'm here to introduce to you a product that will put the pep back in your step. If you're like me, a working mom, and even working dad, then these issues will sound familiar to you all. Lack of energy, lack of strength, lack of stamina, lack of sleep, making time for housework, cooking, homework, shopping, and chauffeuring, making time with the kids, making time with the husband, making time for intimacy, most importantly, making time for yourself. I'm here to tell you that there is a way that you can make time for all of these things and more. Introducing the incredible LifeWave patch. It is safe, non-invasive, and is currently being used by world-renowned athletes, Olympics, professional, collegiate, high school, and little leagues alike. Everyday businessmen and women in all walks of industry. Anyone looking for that extra edge over their competition or just trying to beat the clock? This is truly the answer you've been looking for. Get your free sample at www.lifewavepromotions.com. Again, your free sample at lifewavepromotions.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Only moments remaining in this edition of the show, but we're here 6 nights a week from 7 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And talking about the war on drugs still, and drug use in America. My claim verified by our caller here that I say most people in America use something to alter their consciousness, whether it be a illegal drug or a semi-legal drug like a oxycodone or hydrocodone or something like that, one of the pharmaceuticals that are on the market that people get off the gray market.
Legal drug being beer.
Or a legal drug
cigarettes,
being beer.
Caffeine.
And alcohol. Beer. Beer and caffeine, right. So I was suggesting that in order for some serious change, we could really have, some, I think, some meaningful discussions. I think that there'd be some real meaningful discussions that happened in public view if some of these people who are getting picked up for it would actually stand up for their habits. I'm not suggesting that that Whitney Houston say, I smoke pot and I think it's a good thing. I'm not suggesting that. She could say, look, kids, you shouldn't do this, but I do it, and it hasn't made my life worse. I mean, I guess it's kind of hard to send that message, I suppose, because there are the reality, the practical reality of life in America.
I don't think most parents sit in fear of their child having a couple of beers at age 25, you know, growing up and making the decision to use alcohol. But they do sit in fear because of the drug war, because of the disinformation that's been spread about marijuana and other drugs. They do sit in fear of children using them.
Well, and this would counteract that misinformation. This would point to specific personalities on a nationwide, you know, worldwide basis that are would come out and say, basically, look, I've used marijuana. I'm a superstar. No biggie.
Maybe I don't think you've given
maybe
any
it's not as bad as everybody said
for the,
it was.
The average user, though.
No, this would not be good advice for the average user. Although, if all of the average users tomorrow stood up and you know admitted it somehow, there'd be no way to lock them all up because millions. I mean, the government studies have been done that show that over 30% of adults in the United States admit to smoking marijuana at least once in their lifetime. Now, that doesn't mean 30% of them are using it constantly.
A lot of them that have smoked once in their lifetime, like George Bush, for instance, don't mind the idea of using my tax dollars to lock people up for
it. I wish we could find one to call in and say that. You say a lot of them, but over the 2 years that we've been on this show, we've rarely heard from drug warriors. Rarely.
People just don't stand up and say, you know,
and I think
I don't mind
thing,
people getting put in prison for using drugs.
The other thing that recreational drug users should do, because, again, you're out there. Your doctors, your lawyers, your truck drivers, they're all careers. They're all over the place. You don't even understand how many of them there are. If you got caught, take it to court. If every one of them took it to court instead of pleading out and taking whatever sentence they're offering, the system would crumble. It wouldn't be able to handle it. They wouldn't be able to build the courts fast enough to give everybody the speedy trial that they have the right to, according to the U.S. Constitution.
Well, once again, you're saying, gamble, you know, take it on the chin for me, or whatever. Take
I'm
it on the chin
saying
for
that if you want to stop people from being locked up, you are going to have to take a gamble. I mean, we're gambling. We're going to New Hampshire. We're as part of the Free State Project, and one of the things we want to do when we get there is end the drug war in New Hampshire.
We do.
Because we're tired of our friends and family being put in prison, and not only that, I'm tired of having to pay for them to be in prison.
None of my friends and family are going to prison for drugs.
Well, I bet they have in the past. 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. We're going to be back tomorrow night at 7 o'clock Eastern Time, and hopefully we'll have a prohibitionist on the air with us, Manwich.
It'll be exciting.
It's being in here with you.
And Manwich.
And log on in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
If you're tired of